WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Israeli fighter jets today attacked military targets in Iran. It was in retaliation for Iranian attacks on Israel. Details from CBS's Rainey Innocencio in Tel Aviv.
For the second time in 6 months, Israel has retaliated against Iran, two of the most powerful militaries here in the Middle East, in what it says were several waves of attacks. We started getting the first reports of explosions in Tehran at about 2 a.m. local time. Those kept going until just before sunrise.
IDF spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari with a warning for Iran.
The Israel Defense Forces has fulfilled its mission. If the regime in Iran were to make the mistake of beginning a new round of escalation, we will be obligated to respond. Our message is clear. All those who threaten the state of Israel and seek to drag the region into wider escalation will pay a heavy price.
Two of the country's biggest newspapers are getting out of the presidential endorsement business. CBS's Dana Jacobson has that.
For the first time in 36 years, the Washington Post's editorial board will not endorse a U.S. presidential candidate. A group representing hundreds of Washington Post journalists say an endorsement for Kamala Harris was already drafted. But in a statement on Friday, the paper's publisher and CEO said in part, "We are returning to our roots of not endorsing presidential candidates." Earlier this week, several editorial board members at the Los Angeles Times resigned in protest after the paper's billionaire owner blocked a planned endorsement of Vice President Harris.
Now to the campaign. Former President Donald Trump was in battleground Michigan.
They're radical left lunatic Democrats, and they all suffer from Trump derangement syndrome.
Vice President Harris was endorsed by Beyonce before a huge crowd in Houston.
I'm not here as a celebrity. I'm not here as a politician. I'm here as a mother who cares deeply about the world my children and all of our children live in.
Well, this is one for the record books. With a severely sprained ankle, Los Angeles Dodger first baseman Freddie Freeman hit the first game-ending grand slam in World Series history in the 10th inning of Game 1.
Freeman hits the ball to right field. She is gone!
The call on Fox Sports, the Dodgers beat the New York Yankees 6-3. Game 2 is tonight in Los Angeles. Voters in the European nation of Georgia are voting in a parliamentary election today that will determine whether the country gets back on track to European Union membership or embraces authoritarianism and falls back into Russia's orbit. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice5G and start saving today.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The Federal Environmental Protection Agency has come under fire for not placing enough scrutiny on concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, and tensions have been building in one Wisconsin county for years. Mike Moen reports.
Eastern Wisconsin farmer Nancy Utesh leads the advocacy group Kewaunee Cares, one of 13 organizations that sued the EPA over its lack of enforcement of factory farms. The agency itself has admitted that fewer than 30% of CAFOs have Clean Water Act permits. Still, the Ninth Circuit Court this month struck down the petition.
What we need is the really hardcore, meaningful solution building here.
Utesh says because the EPA has been slow to act, CAFOs have found ways to rapidly expand. According to Food and Water Watch, Kewaunee County has 36 factory farms, which produced over 2 billion pounds of waste in 2022, creating water contamination concerns. In their denial, the judges said even though the EPA acknowledges these issues, it's promised to further study manure pollution guidelines and commission a stakeholder subcommittee was not an unreasonable response. Utesh says as the legal wrangling plays out, farming communities continue to grapple with how to respond to the growing presence of industrial agriculture. That includes convincing enough community members to raise their voices.
The social dynamic of speaking out, it may affect your church group, school, any other activities you do, your job.
Advocates point to a key loophole in the permitting process. Under the current EPA rule, as long as factory farms are applying waste in accordance with a nutrient management plan, any discharges related to stormwater runoff are exempt from regulation. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, highs in the mid-50s, north winds around 10 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly clear, a low around 38. Sunshine with a high near 60 for Sunday. Monday, partly sunny, a nice fall day, a little breezy though, with a high around 66.
Currently 33 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm joined by former Illinois Congressman and former Tea Party member Joe Walsh. He's a firebrand, and he's going to light it up about why your vote matters more than ever.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
October 26th, 2024. If it's 7 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week on WAUK, Hour 2. And actually, it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. I stand corrected. But we are coming to you pre-recorded, so I have an excuse because it's actually late. It's after 10 p.m. on a Tuesday evening when we're doing this. And I want to thank our extraordinary producer Jess for filling in and helping me out here tonight as I am in Peoria this weekend for my daughter's softball tournament, Peoria, Illinois, that is. And Jess, how you holding up so far?
Doing great. Really enjoying your show.
Good. Same here. No, we've enjoyed having you on. And Jess had just finished up earlier producing Joel Clevish's show, Raised in Wisco, with Joel Clevish and Danielle Fairman.
Stick around for 11 a.m.
Yeah, it's on Saturdays. So, and that's Joel's a great guy, very passionate about the outdoors and hunting, and as is Danielle. And Joel is a Waukesha North graduate who's on the, the Wall of Honor as part of the 50th anniversary celebrations there at Waukesha North. He was honored at homecoming before the game as one of their legendary alumni, and I think that's fitting and fair. But I'm partial to Danielle Fairman because she is a Waukesha South grad, and I am a Waukesha South parent, and two of my children have graduated from there, and our youngest is a freshman. So go black shirts. But hey, always great seeing Joel. So, but we are coming pre-recorded, and we are local in spirit. We're actually coming to you from our new studios, co-located with WRJN in Racine, a historic studio with some friendly ghosts, according to Jess here. And again, it's a really wonderful setting to be in. Like, if you've ever seen like TikToks with Howard Stern's show on Sirius, it looks like the same studio. It's just very,
I don't have a TikTok,
very professional looking. So, well, that makes me feel better. No, I was kidding.
Oh no, that's one thing that I can't do that to myself.
You know, yeah, it can be addictive. You're right.
My attention span is too short. I can't go feeding that.
Yeah, I hear you. So you'd rather like check out podcasts and great radio shows like mine, right?
Indeed. Indeed.
Love it. Love it. So that gives me, I am going to have for a future show, and it may be in November, a couple of podcast hosts. One was a guest from earlier in the summer, Patrick O'Donnell, a retired Milwaukee policeman who has a Cops and Writers podcast. He's written his own kind of detective or crime novels, but he also helps other people write because there is an insatiable demand for a lot of that crime genre, crime and mystery and detective stuff. And his podcast, as you said, it's not made big financial success for him, but what it did get him is a six book contract, as well as a new project where he's doing narration on a BBC, the British network, doing a show on American crime and detective stories, and he's going to do the narration, and those are pretty I could say, pretty rewarding opportunities.
Yeah, they say
financially
that podcast, it's a gateway media.
It sure is. Yeah. And there's another out of Waukesha County, a father and son team that reviews pro football, that does, that's part of that. And I'm sure there's an exhausting list of people that do that. But these guys are local and they've got a pretty interesting following. And one of my softball dads referred me to them. So, yeah, we look forward to getting them organized and getting these guys and just talking about the whole, I guess, culture of podcasts. And that includes us, too, and Civic Media. We have the benefit of having this gigantic radio signal, especially 540 AM. It really is a joy to have. I remember one of the varsity baseball coach, John Stillman, telling me he had to miss a basketball game. He likes to go and watch and cheer on his black shirts. He went there, but he was driving to the airport to fly down to see his daughter at Purdue. And he said he could hear my broadcast of the basketball game on 540 AM all the way to O'Hare in Chicago.
Oh, yep. Yep. That's, I know that we dip into Illinois. Do you know the actual boundaries of that signal line?
I had heard that it goes as far south as like Northwest Indiana and as far north as Green Bay. So that's a pretty big signal.
Pretty impressive.
Yep. Yep. Pretty big. So, but anyway, yeah, so we are in this new location, but we are still all about, my show is still all about Waukesha, but have expanded the territory to include more of Waukesha County. And I've had Waukesha County guests and stories on before, so that's not necessarily new, but we will be diving deeper into Waukesha County as well as some areas of Milwaukee County that are, that kind of shape a big part of our life. A good example is my very good friend, Mary Jane Sanchez, who would come visit me on Saturdays and bring pastries, coffee, and Jim Santel would do. But her son, a Waukesha North graduate, Jason Growl, excuse me, he opened a new sports bar in Wauwatosa, and it's called Growlers West or East, I think it's called. And they've got a big event coming up on November 14th. And so, yeah, we want to support that, and maybe we can have her, maybe have a Jason come on the show and talk about that. I'm actually going to check the text from Mary Jane and see what it's all about. It's the Wisco BC event number 10. It's a bourbon event. It's a Growler's East. It's a rare character. It's called East Rare. It's called Rare Character, and it's a Wisco bourbon. So that should be pretty interesting on November 14th. So, yeah. So, I mean, it's Waukesha is home. It's a place that I love. My children loved growing up there. And, but this, what I call it, this little slice of Wisconsin heaven that's a part of our lives are Waukesha County and the rest of Waukesha County and Wauwatosa and parts of Milwaukee and Milwaukee itself, that we really have a great life here, I have to say. And as someone that's lived around the country and around the world, I'd have to say, I have to agree, there really is a great quality of life here. And it's an honor for me to continue serving my community after having to step down from city council through this medium. And thanks to Civic Media for doing that and making all this possible. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say, and I know I've said already, if you have not already, download the Civic Media app, because that way you can listen to my show anywhere you go, as well as all the great Civic Media programming. We have over 20 stations. And so if you love music like this WRJN here or in the studio, they are a great oldies and new station. If you love oldies,
yes, they are.
Check out WR. And I heard they also added, I think it's like maybe an hour, half hour a day, they go into the archives and play a segment from
yes.
Paul Harvey.
Yes, they have.
An American icon, storytelling icon. And I remember as a kid listening to Paul Harvey on the radio, like driving in the car with my mom, and Paul Harvey, Good Day, page two. So, but yeah, I don't have Paul's voice down, but certainly the stories he told were really quite amazing and a big part of the American fabric. So what a cool thing to offer to unearth and make to add to the Civic Media portfolio. And if you love country music, there are a couple stations too further up north that are dedicated strictly country music. And again, are part of our Civic Media. And then, of course, some great talk radio, too, talking about the things that mean most to us. Like this upcoming election, as I mentioned, early voting has started already. So for those of you listening in real time on Saturday, that means you can go on Monday the 28th or any day next week. It opens at 8, goes till 4:30, goes till 5 on Friday, the Friday before the election. And so a lot of opportunities. Make a plan. Make your vote count. This is the most important election in our lifetime. The future of our democracy, our republic, depends on it. And so I strongly encourage you to do the right thing. And again, make this country ours. Make it, keep it a democracy where we all have a voice. So, it's funny. We haven't even gotten into the women's issues that have been under attack from the Trump and the MAGA people. But you hear that a lot in the campaign ads and on the commercials. And I think that's going to galvanize a lot of voters. And you don't have to be a woman to be offended by that or to
a lot of young people as seriously. Well.
Yeah, a lot of young people. Yes. So, that's what we forget is how are we doing on time, Jess? Excellent. 4 minutes. So, we look at when Scott Walker lost to Tony Evers, and one of the big reasons was that, everyone says, there were marijuana referendums in key counties, and I know City of Waukesha had one, but it was also the fact that there were people affected by, is it Act 10?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the loss of collective bargaining.
Yes. And so, there were students that were impacted by that because they saw their class size go from like 25 to 50.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because teachers, flocking out of the profession because of all, their right to collective bargain being stripped away and a lot of other, casualties from that act. And so they said, this is the guy that's responsible for that. Then no, I'm not. I'm voting for I'm voting for the old education czar because he's got to be a lot better than the governor. And so, yes, young people make a difference. And so for those of you who have turned 18, rock the vote. I have college age children and they're starting to pay more attention. My daughter somehow got a ticket to see Kamala Harris when she came to speak at lacrosse and was quite enamored by that. And so, I think that's
just this past week.
It was fairly recently. Yeah. Maybe I think I'd have to check with my wife on that, but it meant a lot to me that my kids are paying attention and that they have access. They have exposure to the candidates face to face because it's, a lot of people still criticize Hillary Clinton for not coming to Wisconsin and relying on the poll data. And there's a lot of truth to that because it's just like from that movie, We Are Marshall, when Matthew McConaughey's telling the chancellor of the school, when you asked your wife to marry her, did you write her a letter or did you call her? No, you asked her in person. And I think because people's number, their one franchise, the one power they hold, their power, the right to vote should be taken seriously. And when you're meeting with them in person and you're engaging with them, people react positively to that. And so it's good to see that Vice President Harris is getting out there in her campaign. So we have so much more to cover, including the Carroll Minute and some college football and then some Halloween favorites here on This Week on WAUK, 5:40 a.m.
I know that you can talk about it. Talk about it. Give it up. Help who you can. Don't just talk about it.
A new choice, Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture. They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This Week in Waukesha on Saturday, October 26th. And that was, let me know if I had the name of the band right. It's Guards with Silver Lining. Did I get
correct.
That right, Jess?
Yes.
And many of you college football fans, or more specifically Big Ten football fans, I'm sure you're familiar with that song, because when the Big Ten does their commercials during the games, they show an animated map of the U.S., which has now expanded. You know, it used to be Nebraska was the furthest school west. Well, now, of course, you've got Washington, Oregon, UCLA, USC, and then it goes all the way across the country, all the way to Rutgers on the East Coast, the birthplace of college football, and very cool. So I'm a huge fan, and for you Badger fans out there, I was listening to Pete Schwab, he's gonna love that. I know Pete Schwartz. Pete Schwab with the show Nightlight, which you should listen to 6 to 8 every night, Monday through Friday. But he was talking about the Badgers this Saturday. Today, play No. 3 Penn State at home, and then next Saturday they play No. 1 Oregon at home. And Pete was saying, gosh, with they're 4-2 right now. If they win those two games against top 5 opponents, including the No. 1 team in the country, that really elevates their stock, and who knows, maybe they'll be playoff eligible under this new format. Now, I can't speak to that, but what I can speak to is that, so yeah, I don't think they have a chance of beating Oregon's just speed and great personnel. I mean, they beat Ohio State a couple weeks before, but Penn State, as much as I loved Penn State, they were my favorite team growing up as a kid before I became a Spartan. But Penn State is a traditional Big Ten team that plays a Big Ten style of football. And I think Wisconsin might have a shot at beating them at home. And I know that's rather presumptuous, taking on the No. 3 team in the country. But, you know, you have to remember, Wisconsin was sparring pretty decently with Alabama on that first game before, or that second game of the season before the quarterback got hurt and starting quarterback was done for the season. And, you know, Badgers have rebounded nicely. I know they lost a tough one out in the coast to USC, but like I said, I think they may have a legitimate shot at beating Penn State. I mean, obviously they have to play better than they did at Northwestern last Saturday, but they did all the right things to win. And that's the important thing in the Big Ten, is that on any given Saturday, any team could beat you. So good luck to the Badgers today. And that should be a lot of fun. And I also want to, since we jump into the Carroll Minute now, want to congratulate the Pios on a big victory, 30-20 over Augustana last Saturday at Schneider Stadium, avenging a heartbreaking loss the year before that I had broadcasted at Augustana. And this includes congrats to quarterback Charlie King, who broke into the starting spot. He was 14-for-19 for 238 yards passing and 3 touchdowns, including a 70-yard bomb to tight end Reed Breckheimer. How many times do you hear about a tight end scoring a 70-yard TD? And then a shout out to sophomore Mikey Coleman, the Bloomington Fly, who scored a 38-yard touchdown from the ground for the Pios' victory. So the 3-3 Pios are on the road today against CCIW rivals Elmhurst College, the Blue Jays. And I think the Pios have a good shot at victory at that one. So good luck to them. And then on the academic side with the Carroll Minute, because, yes, it is a university, not just any university, but the oldest college in the state. Carroll is expanding their academic offerings into high-demand STEM fields with two new engineering fields. So we're just going to read this closely. Carroll University and the Sullivan School of Business and Technology, the new business school that will be opening up, are excited to announce the launch of two new market-driven bachelor degree programs in industrial and systems engineering, known as ISE for short, and mechanical engineering, MEE, set to begin in the fall of 2025. That's next school year. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics predicts a 12% growth in industrial and systems engineering jobs by 2032, significantly outpacing other professions, with more than 38,000 new positions expected. Wisconsin, alongside states like Minnesota and Illinois here, right in our neighborhood, in our region, rank among the top for ISE employment concentration, making Carroll's program particularly relevant to the region's workforce needs. So it's exciting to see that that expansion and that continuous growth from our university partners here in town at Carroll University in Waukesha, and wishing them the best in that effort. I don't know how familiar you are with that, Jess, but one of their alumni, Tim Sullivan, retired CEO of Bucyrus, who made that into a juggernaut. And then also had another successful tech startup that he got a nice little payday, like $1 billion or something.
Is all brand new info to me.
Well, he is he has helped raise money for a new business college, which he'll be the dean of, and it bears his name, the Sullivan School of Business and Technology. And it's $100 million project, and he's putting $10 million of his own money into that effort. And I've been told that the building will be erected somewhere on the Carroll campus, which is great, because that's going to mean a lot of new jobs, a lot of local jobs, as well as what sounds like a fantastic business college, strategically situated to meet the growing workforce demand in these particular areas of technology. So really exciting to learn about all that right in our backyard, and knowing that we have some great local options. And that's another great thing about the Milwaukee area. There's a lot of great colleges. And I know we all aspire to go away to college, and I got to do that. But I went away to college because I felt I had no choice. The city where I grew up in, and of course, will always be home in many respects. The economy had just crumbled when the manufacturing sector had just crumbled. And so there weren't a lot of career opportunities for young people. Whereas in an area like Milwaukee, you've got a pretty strong economy. You got a dynamic metro area and a versatile economy, too. So, like, if one sector is struggling, you know, the others doesn't mean the others can't do well. And we obviously have a growing brain belt here, technology belt here throughout Milwaukee. And then, of course, here in Waukesha. So it's great news to hear about Carroll. So how are we doing in time there, Jess? About 3 minutes. Or a minute and a half. Sorry, 30 seconds.
A little over 1 minute.
A little over 1 minute. So thanks, Sam. Again, we're getting into our groove here. But when there's time in the next segment, we got to tell about you and I actually collaborated on another project about a guest I had on the show. But so much more. And we got some Halloween coverage, too, here on This Week in Waukesha on WAUK 540 AM. And don't forget the Civic Media app. Download it if you haven't already, and take all the great programming with you anywhere you go.
Great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
CBS News brief: Israeli fighter jets attacked Iranian military sites today. Spokesman Daniel Hagari.
Our message is clear. All those who threaten the state of Israel and seek to drag the region into wider escalation will pay a heavy price.
Another major American newspaper has made a decision that's upsetting a lot of its employees. Here's CBS's Dana Jacobson.
For the first time in 36 years, the Washington Post's editorial board will not endorse a U.S. presidential candidate. A group representing hundreds of Washington Post journalists say an endorsement for Kamala Harris was already drafted. But in a statement on Friday, the paper's publisher and CEO said, "We are returning to our roots of not endorsing presidential candidates."
Los Angeles Dodgers first baseman Freddie Freeman hit a grand slam in the 10th inning of Game 1 of the World Series to win the game.
Freeman hits the ball.
The Call on Fox, CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks lose their home opener. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks started out hot, but could not keep up with the Bulls, losing 133-122. Chicago's Kobe White scoring 35 points. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers after the loss.
That was a disappointing game from us, but give them credit. Like, they shot the heck out of the ball. They played hard. They had more endurance than us. You can see that through the game. So give them a lot of credit.
The Bucks head east to play the Nets tomorrow night. College football: Wisconsin hosts number 3 ranked Penn State tonight in Madison. The Badgers 6.5-point underdogs. Baseball: the Dodgers with a 6-3 win in 10 innings over the Yankees in Game 1. Freddie Freeman with the first walk-off grand slam in World Series history.
Those are the kind of things when you're 5 years old with your two older brothers and you're playing football in the backyard, and those are the scenarios you kind of dream about. Base loaded, two outs in a World Series game, and for it to actually happen and hit a home run and walk it off, that's as good as it gets right there.
That's the Dodgers' Freddie Freeman. Game 2 tonight in L.A. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, highs in the mid-50s, north winds around 10 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly clear, a low around 38. Sunshine with a high near 60 for Sunday. Monday, partly sunny, a nice fall day, a little breezy though, with a high around 66.
Currently 33 degrees.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Alba joins us. Hey, Todd.
We're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment. Todd forgot his battery pack. We are running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per diem. I don't know if that is related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will recap the events of the weekend. I'm sure nothing will have happened. And we'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And we're back on This Week in Waukesha, this week on WAUK, 5:40 a.m. And in honor of Halloween, we have cranberries with zombies.
In honor of Halloween, we have zombies. And in honor of Wisconsin, we have cranberries.
That's right. Yes. Oh, excellent call, Jess. I didn't even think of that when I put it together. Halloween has its roots in the Irish tradition. It used to be called, I forget the Gaelic word, like Samhain.
Samhain.
Say it again.
Samhain.
Samhain. Thank you. So Samhain. Happy Samhain, everybody. So, but I love Halloween. It has to be one of my favorite times of year. And of course, the fall is my favorite time of year. But I mean, just being out today and seeing all the colors on the trees. I mean, I love it.
You can't beat it.
No, you really can't. And then the weather, you know, starting to get a little cooler and crisp. I mean, of course, I've been really, really enjoying this Indian summer we've been having. But with Halloween, there's, you know, lots of things to cover. Do you still dress up for Halloween?
When I can, absolutely.
And what do you think you'll go as this year?
Oh, goodness. I've had no time to make a costume. That's the problem.
My wife's upset because we don't even have decorations up. And we usually have them inside and outside. And we haven't done that yet. So she's
I'll just do a pirate. Birthday is International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Arr. My gosh. What do they think of next? Well, did you know there's a National Move Over Day?
And a National Move Over Day?
And it's Saturday, November 21st. So you have time to plan. If you see a response vehicle on the road, move over or slow down.
I think you're supposed to do that every day of the year,
I saw this, I was like, really? And it's because it's from the Walk City Waukesha newsletter. But it's it says our responders want to get home safely. It's the law and it helps save lives. And I couldn't agree more. And I will confess, there were occasions where I wasn't able to move over if I saw a police car pulled over on the side of the road. And the reason why is because the people in that middle lane, like on the highway, will not yield or slow down or allow. Mm-hmm. And that's unconscionable.
Yeah, it just
it's a safety thing.
On November 21st and all days of the year,
right.
Please slow down and move over.
Thank you. Yes. So even during Halloween, there's other ways to have fun on Halloween. And so, yeah, and I haven't picked out a costume yet. I know my go-to in the past is always someone had taught me this years ago is the backup quarterback. I got football pants and but instead of like, and I'll wear like a football cap backwards and I'll get a clipboard and maybe put like some headphones on. So I may try to do something new and interesting this year. We'll see if time allows. So maybe while I'm in Peoria, I'll find something interesting that I can pick up. So we shall see. But I always thought because, it's no secret. I'm pretty bald, you know, and I think and I may even shave my head next haircut. But are you a Larry David fan? You ever see the Seinfeld co-creator?
Yeah.
There's an episode where he refuses to give candy to these like teenage girls that aren't in costume.
Mm.
And he basically says, you know, you're not in no trick, no treat. And they send him a few F-bombs and they leave.
Yeah.
The next morning, Larry's wife's screaming. He comes outside and the whole the trees are all toilet paper. And he's outside.
They left a trick.
But then he turns around and he looks and with shaving cream above the door, it says bald a-hole. Pardon my friend. Like they call the police and he's pointing to look at this bald a-hole. That's a hate crime. And the other policeman he's got a shaved head. He's like, well, no, I'm bald and I'm not offended. And Larry's like, no, you're not. You shave your head. That's this new trend you young guys are doing. And he's like, you're not part of our community. No offense. So I thought that would be pretty humorous if I did like a bowl, you know, like shave up, like try to look like Larry David, you know, put my glasses on, maybe make my hair gray or curly or whatever. But then get some shaving cream and I don't think the neighbors would go for that, having a cuss word. I don't think the missus would really appreciate it much, but that is one of my favorite Halloween stories. That's not so scary. So, but I was looking at, cause I never got into like the horror films. I don't know if you have
I do. I like horror.
I mean, some are great. Like they did a remake of Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And the actor that played the psychiatrist was the same he was the same actor that was in A Clockwork Orange that played the lead character.
Mm-hmm.
which is a great movie. And frightening in many ways, too, in a different way. But it was, I thought it was rather interesting they had that same actor from that great cult film play a psychiatrist. I don't know if you knew this, but A Clockwork Orange was banned in Great Britain for a while. It wasn't allowed in any of the theaters when it came out.
I can imagine that.
So, but yeah, and it was just a different, instead of the, because the original movie with Jamie Lee Curtis, it starts with, you know, well, her as a young baby and her brother killing the parents. But in the remake, it's just kind of it's more of like a backstory with the family and the boy. You know, there's a little bit more of a background, and you see like the Mike Myers in this version is he's a middle school student before he kills his family. That's into a lot of other crazy stuff. And I don't know, I just thought it was a pretty interesting take on a classic movie. And I did like the original Halloween. So, but I was looking around at things to do in the area. And today, October 26th, you can go to the Lapham Peak Fright Hike. It's the annual Fright Hike at Lapham Peak State Park each Halloween season for two nights. And, of course, the first night was last night. It's a beautiful moonlit path of Lapham Peak are riddled with ghosts and goblins. And it's brought to you by the Friends of Lapham Park. And it's a mile-long Fright Hike. So I think that can be fun to do for the whole family. In Muskego, in Mariner Manor, through the October 31st, actually started October 5th, it's Southeast Wisconsin's premier home haunt, according to them. There's seven heart-pumping nights of fear. The manor has grown in 2024 with a complete overhaul that will blow your mind. So that's another option. And I didn't know about this. At the Waukesha County Fairgrounds, they have what's called the Halloween Hoopla. And it's they call it a spooktacular time filled with carnival games, bouncy houses, and more. Fun and excitement for the whole family. And the website is Halloween Hoopla. No, excuse me, the Halloween Hoopla, HOOPLA.com. So you can go there and check it out. The dates are October 19th. Well, that's past, but today and tomorrow. You can check that out at the county fairgrounds. So that's another nice opportunity. There's a kid-friendly haunted house there. There's a gel blaster shooting range. There's an inflatable zone in carnival games. Entertainment for all. So a barrel train. There's a face painting and crafts. So pretty neat. So what do you like to do during Halloween, Joe? What's your usual go-to?
Definitely a bonfire, too.
Nice.
Whenever possible, I love getting to a haunt. I worked as a haunt actor for one Halloween season, so I've always got a very special place in my heart for spooky actors.
Nice.
If I can get to just sort of a Halloween party with some friends where we all dress up, absolutely love that. And just, you know, setting up the house, bringing out all the Halloween decorations. And my mom makes these chocolate spiders that always look forward to.
Yeah. That is neat. We, for the older kids, if you will, we'll set up in the garage. And my wife, it's like a caramel-flavored schnapps, which is impossible to get. She loaded up like back in August, I think.
No, okay. Sold out of it.
But she heats up some hot cider and spikes it with that. And we'll give like little cups to the parents that are chaperoning their
that sounds delightful.
Their trick-or-treating kids. Yeah. And so that's kind of our little tradition that's become fun. And I always liked the days before Halloween where someone would have people over for a pumpkin carving get together. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And there'd be some cocktails or maybe some cider. There'd be fun Halloween stuff. Roasting pumpkins. I love roasted pumpkin seeds.
My wife does absolutely.
That
too.
Yeah. That is delish. And I really can't wait. I know the last couple of Halloweens, we've had some dreadful weather.
Yeah, yeah. We've had some.
Twice in the last three or four years, there was snow.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just brutal. So, but hopefully we'll have some nice weather this year. We've been on a pretty good trend. I haven't seen the forecast yet. But again, that's a great time of year. There's also, you know, Halloween in Waukesha is always on the night of the 31st. But for those looking for other opportunities to go out, New Berlin always has theirs on the Sunday closest to Halloween. So in this case, it'll be tomorrow, the 27th. And I think it goes from like 4 to 6 or 5 to 7, something like that. But another opportunity, this will be the first year we won't be going because of my daughter's softball tournament in Peoria, but my in-laws live there, and that was always a great tradition. We'd go, and my mother-in-law used to make the best chili, and so it was always, yeah, it was always a fun time. So, but it'll be interesting to see what else is going on around the area as we approach Halloween. I'm glad we don't have a Devil's Night. Back where I grew up, the next town over had a Devil's Night where they'd go
out.
What
is that?
It was just stupid. They'd go out and they'd vandalize and they'd pull fire alarms.
Gotcha.
And just, yeah, not first
Act
responders.
Like little devils.
Not, yeah. And it was terrible. Like one year when I was like in grade school, a fireman was killed.
Oh, on a, goodness.
On a false, you know, prank fire alarm being pulled. And so, yeah, so that's, I think that tradition's died down since that time. I hope it has. But, you know, I choose to have all my fun on Halloween night or on maybe parties that happen, you know, before or after or near that time. So, and I'm glad that I'm extending the Halloween season, if you will, by having Josh Hughes of Waukesha Ghost Tours coming on November 9th. And that'll be great because he'll be talking about kind of a new offering to his current ghost tours that is going to involve some area businesses. And so it's, that's all I can say for now. There's some things in the works, but it'll be great to catch up with Josh. And his tours are booked through Halloween. That was another reason why he hasn't come on earlier. He's been in pretty big demand. But he does do the tours throughout the year, and they're really a lot of fun. And I look forward to catching up with Josh on that score. So, and I know it's a little too early to talk about the Christmas, the holiday season, but my guest on November 2nd is Aiden West, who's in a program that it's at MATC, and they handle the digital properties for the local PBS station. And one of the longest running programs on the local PBS was it was called Letters to Santa. And so they are now carrying that on. They've canceled it on the regular TV, but it's going to be on through digital media through PBS. And he's going to talk about that and some of the other great programs they have that also involve our own Max Martinson and other students at MATC that participate in those efforts. So really looking forward to catching up with, to meeting Aiden for the first time next week. We met on the phone a couple weeks back, but and kudos to Max for putting that together. How are we doing here, Jess, on time?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. That is terrific. So that gives me enough time to, let's see. No, it doesn't give me time for that because that's already happened. But, yeah, we did mention that there's an election coming up on November 5th. We're encouraging everyone to vote early. If you can't, the polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, November 5th.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's plenty of opportunities, especially for your first-time voters, to find out where your polling place is. You can view a sample ballot. There is it vote.gov?
Go to myvote.wi.gov.
That's the one. And they'll walk you. You can register too, pretty much at any time.
You can check your registration. Yep. You can find out where your polling place is. All of your information that you need, go there. Myvote.wi.gov.
You can register day of too, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, it is correct. So that's all great stuff to know. And there's also, if you don't have photo ID, there's also opportunities to get photo IDs through the state without having a driver's license. And you can get it from the DMV. So, but we have more Halloween excitement to cover, as well as some more local news and some more election news coming up here on This Week in Waukesha on WAUK 540 AM.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapahoe Way, you got to pray for yourself. as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This week in Waukesha, and in honor of Halloween, we have Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult, and a classic song made even more classic thanks to that Saturday Night Live skit involving Christopher Walken playing legendary rock producer Bruce Dickinson, and of course, Will Ferrell was one of the band members, along with he's got his own late night show now, Jimmy Fallon. And Jimmy Fallon couldn't stop laughing through the whole skit, which was always his thing on Saturday Night Live. And then Chris Kattan was one of the others. Horatio Sanz, I think, was in that too. But that was hilarious. And I'm sure everyone's seen it by now with the whole cowbell reference. But I do get that fever quite often. And the mm-hmm. only prescription is more
it's
cowbell.
More cowbell.
So, yeah, it sure mm-hmm. is. And hey, another great idea for Halloween, you know, dress up as one of your favorite bands, you know,
sure,
or be your own rock star. So we'll see how that all shapes out for everybody. Halloween in Waukesha goes from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. on October 31st, which I believe is a Thursday this year. If I got that correctly.
Halloween is on a Thursday.
It is on a Thursday. So a great night to have a Halloween, you know, especially for a lot of the younger folks. And I'm still young at heart. So it's kind of like that first Friday, you know, if you think back to your college days. So it should be a fun night, and hopefully, again, weather permitting. What are some of the trending costumes that you know about, Jess?
Oh, goodness. I've been so disconnected from it all.
Me too. I imagine there would have to be a lot of, just who are the big pop stars, not Taylor Swift. I'm sure there'd be a lot of maybe some Swifties, some of the latest Disney or Pixar film stars, if you will. So I remember a few years back when that Big Hero 6, one of the dads was dressed up like to the T of that one.
As Baymax?
Was that
the inflatable?
Yeah, and he even did that when we did the whole, yeah. And so that I thought that was probably one of the best costumes I'd seen in a long time. So, but I imagine, you know, like what other costumes, and would people dare to dress up as a presidential candidate?
There will be definitely some presidential candidates.
Some really bold souls, I think.
Yeah, that's, it'll happen. It'll happen.
So, I forgot who I was listening, but they were talking about going by a house that was decorated for Halloween, and the scariest part was seeing the Trump sign on the front line. I know. Yeah. So it reminds me of Catholic Memorial High School used to do a haunted house in a building right next door to the high school that at one time was like a psychiatric ward for war veterans and other and mental health patients. And so essentially it was an asylum back then. And then it became a nunnery, or I think that's where the nuns lived. And I remember it was my son's football friends organized it, the tour. And I went with a couple of dads. And the first room you went into, they gave you a history of the building with a little kind of a slideshow. And they show these black and whites of these nuns. And I start screaming like, there's the horror story right there. So a little Catholic humor, I suppose. But the students at CMH were involved in that. And again, it was an old building, so it already had a scary enough feel to it. But the students and they got dressed up, and there were some students that handled the decor. I mean, they went all out, and it was really one of the better haunted houses I'd seen. But that building has since been demolished, you know, probably for health reasons. But that was I would have thought that would have been a historic structure that you would have kept around. But I'm sure the high school had other ideas. So, but yeah, no, that was it'd be interesting to see what other haunted houses have not been discovered. There's one by Waukesha South High School on Wedgwood Drive. It's where I pick my daughter up. That's how I know it's on the kind of a funny corner there. But they call themselves Waukesha South's official haunted house, and it's over the top. It's definitely worth checking out if you're driving in that direction. And it's something, when my kids were younger, that's what we enjoyed doing, was driving around and looking at what they called spooky houses or haunted houses, but they were just houses that went all out on the decor and had some really neat stuff, headstones and all that crazy stuff. But so that will be fun. But again, the big news is we've got an election coming up, and Waukesha County voters, that's you and me, Waukesha, Milwaukee County, Southeast Wisconsin, state of Wisconsin, we have the ability to decide this election with our vote. With the single vote that you cast, you can make a difference. And so I can't really say enough about how important it is that you get out there and make a plan, especially with the early voting opportunities. Again, it starts up on Monday, the 28th, and goes from 8 to 4:30 Monday through Thursday, the 31st. And then on Friday, November 1st, the last Friday before the election, it goes from 8 in the morning till 5 p.m. So City Hall in Waukesha stays open an extra half hour. So go out there and do that. And wherever you live, I'm sure it's the same arrangement. And our respective clerk's offices throughout Waukesha County, and I would argue even throughout the state, do a good job maintaining the integrity. There is no steal going on here. That the election judges that are trained are good citizens that take this process very seriously. And take it from a person that lost my first election by 12 votes. And I won the in-person vote by 5 votes. And I knew election judges that liked me and wanted me to win, but were duty-bound. And you hear that frightening story that with Trump and that phone call with the people in Georgia about making them get rid of it, lose 80,000 votes or whatever that was, which is a lot of votes.
Right, just to find 11,000 votes, just find them.
For my situation, how easy would it have been to make, you know, 13, 12 votes disappear and give me the victory? But that's not how our elections work or should work. And that's why I can... I give evidence the fact that we've got a great process. So, but anyway, I want to thank everybody for listening to me in this pre-recorded show from the brand new studio. I want to thank Jess for helping out. I wish everyone a happy Halloween. Please remember, especially during Halloween, safety is everyone's responsibility. Good mental health is everybody's right. Be kind to your mind. Enjoy. Have a great weekend, and see ya.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Ian Teal from the Wyawega Film Festival. And Deirdre and Stephen Starry drop by the studio to talk about the 125th anniversary of the Brown County Historical Society.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.